This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. New Issues Press at Western Michigan University has been publishing poetry and prose for 20 years. On August 30, the press will celebrate its anniversary with a gala event at Bell's Eccentric Cafe in Kalamazoo. William Olson, a poet and editor at New Issues Press, and his wife, poet Nancy Imers, were there when Herbert Scott's dream of a small press based in Kalamazoo first took shape.
It started in 1995. My wife, Nancy Imers, and I were in Cornwall, England, and we received a letter from Herb Scott, our dear colleague and mentor of sorts, floating the idea of starting a press. At the time, I thought, well, I was in Britain. I thought, this sounds a little daft, actually, because it takes a lot to get something like that going off from the ground.
Had either of you had any experience doing this?
Oh, no, this was Herb's. This was all Herb's doing.
It was just his dream.
It was his dream. It was Herb. All right. The press became Herb's calling. It very much became his calling. He dedicated his life, really, to the press, to bringing to Western Michigan University and to bringing to the community of Kalamazoo a nationally recognized press, and to making public, fresh, innovative young voices that otherwise wouldn't be heard.
What was the next step? So you're in overseas, and Herb approaches you with this idea. Where do you start?
Oh, well, I was in Cornwall, so I was released of any of the work, and it really was Herb's project. I imagine what he started with was using his finesse and charm to find support for the press. And he did
financial support.
You bet.
Okay.
I mean, he did so by making poetry the palatable thing that it really is.
Yeah.
As my managing editor, Kim Colby, likes to say, people don't know they like poetry. And they do. And Herb's just was very, he was a very approachable writer. His poems are approachable. And he's just a man who glows with energy.
Kind of thing can be contagious. So I like that Bill said that you said that about poetry. It's something that you don't realize you like until you realize that you're in love with it.
Yeah, that you'll find that one poem that speaks to you, and then you go from there and you find others. One of the things I really love about the way Herb set up the press was that he was reaching out to students who normally wouldn't be involved in poetry. He had students that were helping with the press, helping read manuscripts, helping set up the books. He established a relationship with Western's Design Center so that there are graphic design students creating the covers to the books. And those are students who might not otherwise ever engage with poetry.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Bill Olson and Kimberly Colby of New Issues Press in Kalamazoo. Olson talks about how Herb Scott found the first authors it published.
Herb began with a what we call the Inland Seas series. Is that right, Kim? And a series dedicated to Michigan, young Michigan writers. So Herb had his finger on the pulse of poetry and went about publishing initially some poets he thought were deserving. Then he started a couple years later. He started the first book contest, and that was a contest open to any writer in the country. And that took off and did very well. And then Herb started this Green Rose contest, which is for more established poets. And that also took off. So I guess three stages of sorts.
So it pretty much worked from the beginning.
Yeah, it did.
And tell us about some of these first authors. Who were they?
Lisa Lishman, Dave Marlott, and John Rybicki.
And what we're talking about today, actually, is the event. You're about to celebrate an anniversary. Tell us more about that.
We're marking the 20th anniversary of a small press. 20 years for a small press is something of an achievement.
Yes, it is.
And so we've decided to, we always have an annual gathering over at Bell's Eccentric Cafe at the end of the summer. And we decided this one, we want to be extra special. So it'll begin at 2 and go on till 5 on Sunday, August 30th. And there will be a short reading of about 45 minutes introduced by our mayor, Bobby Hopewell, who will say a few words about the community and the arts. And beyond that, lots of good talk, food and libations, and we'll be selling books, of course, and there will be a silent auction as well. These gatherings, people enjoy them immensely.
Now, I saw in your flyer, too, that there was something about music and an art sale.
Yeah, Joe Gross will open and close the event with some acoustic guitar and singing, and the authors who are reading, we have a mix of new issues authors and then former students of Bill and Nancy's and Herb's who worked with the press during some of the earlier days, too. So it'll be great to have everybody together.
Tell us about challenges. There's got to be, like you said, a small press doesn't usually survive 20 years. And what are the differences between small presses and the big traditional publishing houses? What do you do, say, better than the big guys?
I think manage our resources. When you're dealing with a bigger press, you have a staff. We have Bill and I and Nancy. We have a layout editor who is a student at Western as well. But when authors ask, who do I talk to about marketing and publicity? It's us. And probably the biggest challenge is having to make those tough decisions about what to publish, because you get more work that deserves to be published than what you can afford to publish.
How do you do that selection? I mean, that's got to be difficult. When you said 600 submissions, what kind of criteria do you bring to that? And is it the two of you, or do you have a panel of editors? And who makes that decision? Is it sometimes a battle?
Well, we have our advanced graduate students, we have the advantage of their screening the manuscripts. So that helps a great deal.
So they're your first readers?
They're our first readers. This editor reads every manuscript for the Green Rose Prize. And we confer. We go by excellence. I know that sounds sort of general, but excellence includes freshness of voice. It includes energy of language, and I guess it includes something like authenticity of experience. So all those things kind of emerge in a good book, and really the good ones stand out. It's fairly easy to get bring the number down to say 8 or 10 really not only publishable manuscripts but somewhat enviable manuscripts. Mm-hmm. From there on,
then it gets a little tricky.
I have to say, it remains something of a mystery, even to me.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Bill Olson and Kimberly Colby about the celebration of the 20th anniversary of New Issues Press at Western Michigan University. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview and learn more about the anniversary event on August 30. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.